Unit 2, Too Little, Too Much. Page 46, Exercise E.
How I Escaped Poverty and Hunger. Adapted from an interview by Martin Penner.
How poor were you as a child?
Very poor. We were a family of eight, with very little money for our basic needs. We did not have enough food or water. We had no electricity, no clothes, nothing. Our house was very simple. We struggled to live.
What did you eat?
We lived on one meal a day of corn and beans. There weren't many beans, and they were expensive, so we didn't eat a lot of them. My family suffered from hunger, and we were all very thin.
What was the worst part of your childhood?
Our house had mud walls and a grass-thatched roof. It leaked a lot when it rained. It rained a lot. With rain, we got mosquitoes. These mosquitoes caused malaria. I was the most in danger of catching malaria in my family. Much of the family's money was spent paying my hospital bills.
What do you remember about school?
We shared one textbook among 10 pupils, and three or four of us shared a desk. Others sat on the floor. We had one teacher for all the subjects, and to make it even harder, we studied on an empty stomach all day. During class breaks, we ran out to the nearby baobab tree to look for fruit.
When did school meals arrive?
While I was in class 4, age 9, the teacher told us that an organization called WFP, World Food Program, and the government were starting a school feeding program. All the pupils got a cup of hot porridge for breakfast and 5 biscuits to take home in the evening. It was the best thing that happened to me and to all the pupils in my school. Our parents now had to worry less about where our next meal would come from.
How did the school meals help you?
They gave me energy and a reason to work hard and hope for the future. I'm sure the program also helped improve my health. The school meals continued through to class 8. I was the top student in my class. This meant I could go to one of the best secondary schools in Kenya. Then, in 2007, I went to Moi University Engineering School. I graduated with a degree in December 2012.
How are things going for you now?
Compared to where I come from, it's a different world. So much has changed. Today, I work as an engineer for a company in Nairobi. I can afford to eat whenever I feel like it. No more poverty. My future looks very optimistic.